Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise on this evening. We thank God. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God in the name of Jesus for one another, because he said if you pray for one another, confess your faults one to another, you will be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we thank God that the prayers of the righteous, you and I, those who are called by his name, thank you, Lord, called by his name, when we plead the blood, when we decree and declare, when we speak, Jesus said, I've given you authority. So we thank God for this Tuesday night prayer. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God that he has a wonderful plan for your life. He is the potter. We are the clay. We thank God that he's still forming and shaping and molding and pruning and purging us to be glorious in his sight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are excited, amen, to come to the throne of grace one more time in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1, beginning at verse number 15. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Let's read the word of God, a few verses coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 15. Thank you, Lord. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, Paul says, I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love for the saints, the people of God. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of the Lord of your Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of the calling and what riches of glory of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of the mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on the right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and mights and dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things, even the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that dwelleth in us all. The Spirit of God dwells in us all. And Paul is saying to the church of Ephesus, he's saying to us tonight that that power that God has put on the inside of us through prayer, through understanding his word, through revelation knowledge, through intercessory, God is going to reveal some powerful truths to us. So he's going to clear up our understanding. He's going to illuminate our thinking. God is going to give us wisdom beyond our wildest imagination. He's going to do exceeding and great things in our lives because Jesus has been raised from the dead and is seated above everything named in this world and out of this world. And because of that, Paul says, I pray for you. I'm believing God that he's going to work through you and in you and with you. We are the light of this world. We are the salt of this earth. And this is why we pray. This is why we believe. This is why we got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. This is why, hallelujah, we have to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. He says it's because of the church. It's because of us being in this earth, iniquity and darkness and evil can do but so much. So let us pray. Father, we thank you that we're on assignment. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God. It's not about our personal endeavors and our personal assignment, but God, we're part of a corporate mission in the name of Jesus. This cause is bigger than us. So hallelujah. We thank you for New Creation Church. We thank you for the part that we play. We thank you for every family, every member, every sower, every worker, every servant, every steward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every prayer that go towards this church and towards glory, every encouraging word, every spoken word of authority that's binding up the evil off of the people of God. We thank you for the prayers of Paul. We thank you for the prayers of the pastor. We thank you for the prayers of the saints, one for another, in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus, you said, this is how they would know our love one for another and our love for you. The witness, hallelujah, of how we treat one another. So God, spread the love. Spread the grace tonight on this prayer line. Spread in the name of Jesus the anointing of the oil flowing through every life and every heart. Remove the heart of stone and give us a heart, hallelujah, of clay that can be molded and shaped according to your will, God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God that we can lay down everything that's keeping us trapped and keeping us in bondage. We thank God we can walk away from people that don't have the things of God and life in mind for us. We thank God that we have a new understanding and we made a U-turn and we're headed in the direction of Almighty God. We give God praise how we escaped, just like Daniel in the lion's den, of so many situations without a scratch. We thank God that we didn't drown under debt and despair and depression like Jonah was in the fish, hallelujah, the belly of the fish, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the three Hebrew boys tonight, hallelujah, that they didn't smell like what they've been through and didn't look like what they've been through. It is the power of prayer. Somebody prayed for us and had us on their minds. And God, we thank you for the prayers of our mothers. We thank you for the prayers of the forefathers. We thank you for the prayers that are still outlasting the generations that preceded us. We thank you in the name of Jesus that our light has not gone out. We thank you for the power that dwells inside of every believer, that every marriage on this line will work. Every single parent, God, you mix a way out of no way. The grace and mercy of those, hallelujah, looking to the author and finisher of their faith. Those looking to glory, God, in the name of Jesus, because we read it in the text, Jesus is far above anything that the devil can do, far above any attack of the enemy, far above what the hater wants to happen in our lives, far above the curses that have been spoken over our lives, far above the disease that maybe have come into our bodies, far above the despair and the disappointment that we may have faced, far above, God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. So, God, help us to remind us that we are seated in heavenly places with you, far above the cares of this world. Remind us through the prayer tonight that we're above every painful situation, that we're already out of it, even though it looks like we're still in it, that we, God, have been delivered, set free, and healed from every trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for that one. Looking for gainful employment. God, they already got the job. In the name of Jesus. That one looking for a good godly relationship is already done. In the name of Jesus. That one on the line tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost so strongly. That one who need a miracle in their body, we bind up sickness tonight. We bind up illness tonight. We bind up infirmity tonight. If you got headaches, if you got migraine headaches, say, Pastor, I receive it. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Arthritis and nerve conditions, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Tendencies and disorders in the muscles and the bones. Right now, we bind that spirit up and we say, God, release your anointing. Release your healing power. Release the balm of Gilead tonight on your people in the name of Jesus. May we walk in prosperity. May we walk in authority. May we walk with the newness and a new anointing. May we walk with the favor of God on our lives. May we glory be to God. Look, hallelujah, to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. God, you brought us out of a miry pit and a miry clay. You put our feet on solid ground. You gave us a new song in our mind and in our spirit. You gave us gladness instead of the spirit of heaviness. And right now we bind that thing up because you gave us beauty for ashes. You gave us the garment of praise. Pastor, I thank you for playing that song tonight. Praising him in the middle of it. God gave you that garment of praise. Wear it well. Glory be to God. God gave you a new song. Sing. Sing, O Zion, sing. In the name of Jesus, God gave you a new walk and a new talk. Hallelujah. Tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you and your family. Tell somebody, hallelujah, glory be to God, just how far he brought you from. So, God, we have an attitude of gratitude tonight. There's a spirit of thanksgiving on this line. Somebody in this year is going to make more than they've ever made in their entire life. Somebody's about to enter into a wonderful new relationship. Somebody in the name of Jesus is about to come off of some meds. Oh, my God. Somebody this year is going to get a financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. There's something that's been trying to worry you and stress you and put pressure on you. And God says, by faith, believe that the storm is over. So, Lord, we believe your word tonight. We believe the Apostle Paul that we are seated with Jesus far above anything, hallelujah, that may try to hinder us. So, God, we thank you. Like the psalmist says, Psalm 35, fight against those that fight against us. Contend with those who contend against us. Take up shield and buckler and sword and spear. Those, hallelujah, that are against us without a cause. Oh, God, let us hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles on tonight. So, God, anything trying to distract us in this season, oh, I feel you, God. Anything trying to get our attention off of our assignment. Anything sent by the devil to help us to lose focus off of what's right and what's needed in this hour and season in our lives. God, we thank you for direction tonight. We thank you for understanding as Paul prayed. We thank you for clarity and clear instruction. Confusion is of the devil. Witchcraft and rebellion is of the devil. So, God, we thank you that we believe the word of the Lord. We believe the report of the Lord. Just like you healed me, heal my brother, heal my sister. Just like your glory, I feel God, 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 you are so strong. In every household, we speak the blood of Jesus over every marriage. We believe by faith for prosperity and success in every area of life. Our words, he says, I set before you blessings and curses, life and death, good and evil. Choose life. Choose blessings. Choose prosperity. So God, have your way tonight. We are here to pray one for another. We are here to believe you by faith. So God, minister tonight as only you can. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the sacrifice on the cross, God. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice on the cross for us, God. We thank you, Lord, because you died, because you got up. Hallelujah. We can get up, hallelujah, from any situation that tries to hold us down, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You are worthy of the praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for kingdom being manifested in the lives of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are walking in, Father God, kingdom victory. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we are walking in kingdom prosperity. We thank you, Lord, that we are walking in kingdom healing. We thank you that we are walking in kingdom deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that every curse is broken off the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are super conquerors, my God, through the blood that was shed on Calvary. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. Mm-hmm. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. You alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end. My God, there's none before you. There's none over you, oh God. There's none. None like you. There is none greater than you, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and we praise you, God.
Thank you.
And we ask, Father God, for you to continue to have your way, oh God.
Yes.
Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way on this prayer line, God, as we go forth, oh God. Have your way in every life, oh God. Have your way in every situation, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, you alone have all power. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. We will continue to wave our banner, knowing that we have victory through Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we praise you today, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy.
Yes.
You are worthy, Lord. Ah, we thank you for divine manifestation of healing, deliverance, breakthrough,
amen,
power on this line. So, Lord, continue to have your way as we go forth in prayer. We give this the prayer line to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, amen. God. Continue to minister, amen, as only you,
amen,
can,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We feel the spirit of the,
yes,
living God. You said the Holy Ghost will make intercessor for us because sometimes we know what we ought not to pray. So, God, we believe by faith right now that the Holy Spirit is on this line as we momentarily will open up the phone lines in the name of Jesus. Those looking this way for prayer, those who need a breakthrough, those, Father God, with a praise report. Come on, somebody. God is a good God.
Yes.
The word says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And when I taste something bad, it's all over my face. Come on.
Amen.
To God be the glory. I got a witness somewhere. When you taste something and it's not that pleasing to the taste buds, it's all over your face. But those on this line have tasted and know that the Lord is good. And that's why we keep coming back. That's why we serve him in the name of Jesus. That's why we believe by faith that God is not done with us yet. Pastor, we're going to take some callers tonight in the name of Jesus. We are just going to ask everybody to press 1 on your phone, and we will pray with you, pray for you in the name of Jesus. We have seen prayer just work so much. To God be the glory over the years. I'll never forget, we're going to go right to the prayer lines, but we started 6 a.m. prayer when we was in Elizabeth. Then it went to 6 p.m. prayer. We prayed on pillars in the church. And then we did the social media. Wherever we are praying, we've seen God move. Amen.
Amen.
So it's not the environment. It's the spirit of the living God.
Amen.
So we thank God that we've seen him when we were 6 in the morning. We've seen him in the evening. And we've seen him right here through technology in the name of Jesus. Pastor, take some of these callers in the name of Jesus. We're going to take this first caller. And if you press 1, we will get to you in Jesus' name. This first caller is coming from 216. 216. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara. I'm calling in on my cell this time to make sure I have good connection. How are you guys?
Well, praise God. We're doing well, and we're doing well tonight. Praise God.
Praise God. I was in prayer earlier today because I always want to give a praise report. The Lord told me to share this. Pastor Rebecca, just 2 amens on what you preached on Sunday. Just two things, and I'll be as quick as I can, I promise you. The royal wedding and everybody was following all of that. I shared something, and the Lord said, don't miss this. You know how you do something, and he'll stop you and, like, go back and look at that. And it was about Megan's, she rescued a dog. And it sounds like a simple story, but I had to go back and get the details on it because the Lord told me, don't miss this. Because it ties into what you were teaching us, Pastor Rebecca, The dog was let loose in a field in the woods in Kentucky. Somebody just took it and abandoned it. And somebody found it, took it to a shelter. It was a kill shelter, meaning if the dog sits there long enough or if it gets overpopulated, they take the dogs in and they euthanize them and then they burn the bodies. Well, there's a rescue place in Canada that saw that his name came up on the kill list, and they notified some rescue groups in the States. And here's the thing. A rescue group in Kentucky went and got the dog. They drove an hour. Another rescue group member came. They took an hour and drove the dog another hour. And so each rescue group through Kentucky, through Ohio, all the way up, each one came and met them, drove an hour, eventually got the dog into Canada. The dog got to the rescue group in Canada. They took all of their animals into an event to try to get them adopted. Meghan Markle came through. She happened to pick this little dog. She meets Harry, the prince. They get married. Next thing you know, this little dog is in the back seat of an armored Rolls Royce with the Queen of England went to Windsor Castle. And the Holy Ghost said to me, this is my restoration. This is my restoration. And he told me that each leg of that trip was every time we obeyed the word, every time we sowed a seed, every time we followed the unction of the Holy Ghost, every time we accepted correction, that was one of the legs of the trip, making it out of the wilderness. And he said, this is my restoration. Everybody's talking about her dress and all of this stuff, but we're missing, this is really the way he restores. The second thing he showed me was William had these 14 different women that he dated and so forth before he met Meghan. And they did a whole story on it. And each time, either he broke off or the woman broke off because the affair or the dating or whatever their relationship came to the surface, to the light. And the woman would say, she can't handle this spotlight. Or if he got upset about it, it was because it came into the spotlight. And the Holy Ghost said, because Meghan was number 15, you know, 5 times 3, the number 3, perfect number of God, 5, the grace. And he said to me, we're always asking for, you know, when God, when, why God, why we go through what we go through. And we can't invoke the name of God and ask God to come in and take care of things without getting the light. Because God is light and in him there is no darkness. So whenever he puts us someplace, we're going to be in the light. He said everyone can handle the light. And that's why we go through what you were teaching us, Pastor Rebecca. We have to go through the correction. We have to go through the pruning. We have to get close to God. We have to do all of these things. We have to get that foundation. Because when he puts us in place, we have to be able to stand the light. And everybody knows Megan's story now. She didn't live a perfect life, but she could stand in the light, and that's what God was looking for. Mm. So those are the two things he wanted me to share just real quick. Just this two amens for what you were teaching us on Sunday. He gave us an object lesson right there in the wedding. My prayer request is I got some kind of a threatening notice regarding my house, and I just want God's wisdom on, as Pastor Anthony said, God will fight the battle, but we have to show up. And so I need to know from the Lord, you know, what he wants me to do, what my part is. You know, Pastor Anthony always says we have to do our part. So I just want to know what part or what I should do. You know, David said, should I pursue? So I just need to the wisdom of God on that, his favor. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. And we're going to pray. Amen. To God. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this situation, Lord, this Sister Barbara has pertaining to this letter or pertaining to her property in the name of Jesus. God, she's asking for wisdom because your word declared through James, if we lack wisdom to ask God in the name of Jesus. So we bind up fear. We bind up being double-minded. God, give a clarity in the name of Jesus. We believe by faith, hallelujah, that it's just a test. But God, you've already moved ahead of her. You've already influenced those that need to be influenced. You've already turned the heart of those in authority, God, in the name of Jesus. So help her to walk by faith and not by sight. God, give her, in the name of Jesus, a strategy. Give her the words to say, when to say it, and how to say it. God, she's willing to do her best, and she know you will do the rest. So we believe in that your grace suffice. We believe that your grace is sufficient. We believe that you've already made room for her in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you that her faith will fix it. I thank you, glory, that your mercies, which are new every morning, that Father God, your love for her in the name of Jesus will prevail. So we thank you that she will walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you that everything will work together for her good. Now, Lord, she's going to pursue. She's going to press. She's going to pray. And I believe, and we believe on this prayer line, God, that it's already fixed. It's already done. The answer have already been released because she asked and you said she'll receive. She's knocking through prayer and you said it will be made open. So, God, in the name of Jesus, as she finds the answer, may she give you praise. May she give your name glory. And may it be, just as she testified tonight, another praise report and another testimony of your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Amen. Hallelujah. And what a powerful testimony about Megan and the 15, the number 15 being the number of God's perfect grace. And we just thank God for divine revelation. And Barbara, we have you muted because of the feedback. But there's a greater dispensation of grace even being released to you during this season, and God is saying just keep your expectation high as you move forward to do whatever, to go through the steps or the process, oh my God, to go through the process of the required process, but God says keep your expectations high for him to move in the middle of this situation. And we're touching and agreeing right now with you that God is moving right now, yet in the middle of this situation, and that God's going to continue to give you rhema. He's going to continue to open your eyes. He's going to continue to speak to you. There's a heightening, anointing over your life to hear from God, and God is going to order your steps through this process. And I believe God's going to bring you out with victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe God's bringing you out with victory, with everything intact. For some reason, I heard the word intact as I was speaking, and I believe God's bringing you out with victory and with everything intact.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So continue to move forward in faith. Move forward in faith. Believe in God all the way. We believe God all the way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing that word. I know that word blessed somebody. As you were sharing, I felt God. I felt God. And I know God was speaking to somebody, including us, you and myself, on this line. So thank you for sharing what God had revealed to you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God
Amen.
Bless.
God bless you. Amen. My God, my God, my God. To God be the glory. God is opening up gifts. Even as we are coming out of, I don't know why we say coming out of Pentecost. I said it on Sunday. Pentecost should be not just a Sunday by Sunday, not a yearly thing, but it really should be a daily thing with Christians. You know, we should be walking in Pentecost every single day.
Okay.
You know, I said every week or Sunday, but I have to correct myself to say that we should be walking and operating in Pentecost every day. Amen. Oh, we shouldn't be in and out. We should stay in, my God. So as we're in Pentecost, amen, and Pentecost is in us, amen, the fire of the Lord is in us, amen, the experience of Pentecost, as that experience of Pentecost is in us, we have to know that we walk in God's divine purpose. Amen. And God is working all things together for our good. We're going to take another caller. Area code 919.
God bless. 919. God bless you this evening.
Hello. God bless you all.
God bless you.
I was calling tonight. Thank you. I was calling tonight for prayer, asking for direction, and also asking God for wisdom. And I need him to move in regard to housing.
Amen. To God be the glory. May we ask who we're speaking to?
This is Shakola.
Shakola, God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. God bless you, Shakola. I tried to call you last week. Amen. I'm so glad you called in on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we just praise your name. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name for, Father God, your daughter, Shakwella, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we ask, Father God, that you would give her guidance and direction, oh God. She's asking for guidance and direction on tonight. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will guide her in the way that she should go, God. Open her eyes, oh God, so that she can see clearly, oh God. Remove every distraction, oh God. Remove every distraction. We bind up every distracting spirit right now. I bind up the spirit of fear. I bind up that spirit of intimidation right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of the locust, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the palmer worm that's trying to eat away at her faith and trying to eat away at the things that you have already blessed her with, oh God. We declare that the thief can steal no more, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now, Father God, we pray, Father God, for housing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in advance for opening doors that no man can close, God. Lord, we are asking, Father God, for you to put the keys in her hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for the keys, Father God, the keys. We're asking you to put the keys in her hand, oh God. Let the keys manifest, oh God. Let the dwelling place manifest, oh God. Let the place where she wants to and needs to live manifest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. I plead the blood of Jesus over Shaquella's life right now. I declare right now victory over her life. I declare healing over her life for those broken areas. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the balm of Gilead being released over her life, God, healing every area that's been tampered with, every area that's been injured. My God, I thank you, Lord, for healing. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for her hope being, Father God, built up, my God. We thank you, Lord, for the new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Yesterday ended last night. It's a new day. It's a new day. New mercies, new grace, a fresh anointing. My God, hallelujah, a brand new day, new beginnings. I see new beginnings for you, new beginnings. God is doing some new things in your life. Hallelujah. Old things have been passed away. Things have fallen off. Doors have been closed, my God. But God says to bring you into the new place. God says it's all been to bring you into the new place that I'm bringing you into. God is bringing you into a new place. Hallelujah. A new walk with him. My God, higher heights. I hear God saying higher heights and deeper depths in me. Hallelujah. God says, I'm faithful to complete the work that I started in your life. My God, I am faithful, says God. I am faithful. Remain faith-filled, my God, because I am faithful. soul, says the Lord.
Yes.
I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, says God. Lo, I am always with you, even through the trial, even through the wilderness, even through the disappointment and discouragement. God says, I am still with you. And I hear you, God. He says, I am still God. I am still God. So, Lord, we thank you. And I feel God right now. Mama Kusha, for revival in this young lady's life. I thank you, Lord, for reviving her. I thank you, Lord, for restoring her. I thank you, Lord, for refreshing, times of refreshing. That's right. Mama Kusha, Mama. To be found in your presence. Patrick, God, I lay hands on her right now in the spirit realm. Mama Kosha Lidig, and I say, God, stop. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord, for a new touch. Thank you for a fresh and filling, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that she got new strength, oh God, huh, to move forward. So, Lord, oh, it can shut up, Mama Kosha Lidig. Oh, glory. Ekena, Mama. Oh, glory. Ekena, Mama. Hallelujah. You're going to make it to the other side. God has spoken, and you shall make it to the other side. My God, you're going to make it to the other side of this, I hear God say. You shall make it. I don't even know what's going on, but God said, you shall make it to the other side of this. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we thank you, and we praise you, because we know that you hear our prayers, and we declare it is done, and it is so, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. You go ahead and praise him, go ahead and praise him, praise God in advance, you go ahead and praise God in advance, hallelujah. For your breakthrough. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Yes, God.
Before we let you go, Shaquilla, I'm hearing two words in my spirit. It's settled. It's settled.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's a story real quick in the Bible about the 10 lepers that cried out to Jesus.
My God.
And he told them to go wash in the river. And the word declares that as they went, they were healed. Before they got to the water, they were healed. And God says, I don't know if you've been looking, but we're still in the fifth month, the month of grace. And as you look,
Jesus,
when you get there, you're going to know it's home. It's going to be to your liking. Because God, this next housing, God wants you to dwell there for a good while.
My God.
And it's going to fit right, just like a tailor-made suit.
Yes, yes.
It's going to feel like home.
Yes.
Because God says, I'm going to give it to you.
Yes.
And as you look, especially this month of May, look diligently. Because God's going to give you a grace. And as you sit down and negotiate, everything's going to fall into order.
Yes.
He's going to honor your faith. Amen?
Amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you.
And we're looking for that praise report once you secure that housing.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
Amen.
She has a wonderful spirit. It's good to hear from her tonight. And we're going to continue to pray for her. To God be the glory. We're going to take another caller. Praise the Lord.
678.
We have 678 on the line now. 678, God bless you.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps. You can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform it. He that has begun a great work in you, he's faithful to perform it. God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive the harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. A great work. A great work in me. And I got to thank God because he is doing a great work at me. I feel him so close to me. My Lord is Lord of Lord. He is Lord of the healer, or Lord of the provider, Lord of the way maker, and he is a miracle worker. I have a testimony to say, my nephew, he's been married for about 2 months. Oh, well, I'm sorry, no, 2 years, and they've been wanting to have babies, but his wife, she's been diabetic. She was born with diabetes, and she's had it kind of rough, but they still want to have the baby. And so a doctor a couple of months ago said, well, you have to have some kind of surgery so you can have the baby and so on and so forth. Well, come to find out, they didn't have the surgery because the doctor didn't know what they were talking about, and she's pregnant. So no matter what the doctor says, the doctor is God, and what he says goes. The girl didn't need surgery, and she's pregnant. So I'm just praying that she has a healthy pregnancy through her 9 months, and I just want to give God for being so awesome and so it's like there's no word to describe God. He is God Almighty. He does everything, and he makes everything right and everything well, no matter which way you look at it. So thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. And thank you, Jesus, for your grace and that hedge of protection that you have put around me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. Glory to you, dear Lord, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And Pastor Rebecca, thank you so much for praying for my brother. You know, we're coming along, you know, but God is good. Now there's a baby on the way. Now there's two babies on the way. So God may take one thing, but he'll give you something better. So thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I just,
amen.
Just pray
amen.
However your heart desires.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Lord, we worship you. What a powerful praise report. God, we praise you for that praise report. We thank you, Lord. When the doctor said no, God, that you said yes, oh, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the baby that's on the way, Lord. Lord, we pray over this young mother, oh, God, that your hand, Father God, Lord, we know that your hand is on her life, God. We know, God, that you're going to keep her healthy, God. We pray for, Father God, just, Father God, divine blessings over this couple's life, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that nothing happens by chance. We know that your hand is in the middle of this situation. Mm-hmm. We know that it's for your glory. You're already getting the glory out of this baby's life. Lord, we pray over this baby's life right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over this baby. We declare, Father God, that this baby, Father God, will come out healthy, oh, God, and whole. We thank you, Lord, for full pregnancy, full-term pregnancy. God, we ask for a full-term pregnancy. We ask, Father God, for a healthy pregnancy for mommy and baby. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will let your angels continue to minister to this mother. We bind up the hands of Satan. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we declare that nothing will succeed with the process, the pregnancy process, my God, in the conception and delivery. Lord, we thank you, Lord. The conception is already taking place, but delivery, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for your magnificent miracles that are being displayed in the earth realm in this year, 2018. So, God, continue to touch Sister Maria's relatives, touch her son's baby, oh my God, even yet in the womb. We thank you, Lord, for healthy delivery. We thank you for keeping the mother and baby safe. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that everything will be well continually in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over both of these babies, and we declare and decree, my God, whoa, glory, healthy, whole babies and healthy mommies after delivery and during, my God, and we thank you, God. And Lord, I thank you for Sister Maria. Thank you for her family, God. Thank you, Lord, even as she yet mourns the loss of her brother, the passing of her brother, God. I thank you for keeping your hand upon her life. Thank you that she still yet got a song in her mouth, God. Thank you, Lord, she still got a song in her heart. God, thank you for keeping her. You said there's no sorrow that we have that you cannot heal, God. So, Lord, I thank you for keeping her even in the middle of her time of sorrow, God. I thank you, Lord, for godly sorrow that she's grieving with hope, oh, God, knowing that one day we will all be caught up to where Jesus is yet again, oh, my God, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that, my God, her brother is with you, oh God, that he's not suffering, oh God, that he's even yet at your feet, oh God, rejoicing with you, oh God, safe with you, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Sister Maria and her family, God. Lord, continue to comfort them, continue to keep them, oh God, continue to walk with them during this time, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. You said you'd never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, oh God. You said that your hand will always, and your presence and your face will not just be with us, God, but you said that you would be with us, you would be in us, your spirit will be upon us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your fire that's on the inside of Maria, God. And, Lord, I ask that you continue to strengthen her, God. Strengthen her, God, with everything that she's had to walk through. I thank you for the strength that you have put upon her, oh God. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the victory. Oh, my God. My God, I see you at this. I see you at a finish line. I see you actually crossing a line, crossing a breaking that ribbon, breaking a ribbon. My God. God said, you're going to break the ribbon on your troubles. You're going to break the ribbon on all of your hardships. You get ready to break the ribbon. And God said, you're walking into a victory. You get ready to go through some victory laps.
Yes, Lord.
You get ready to go through some victory laps. And you're waving a white banner. You're waving the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God says, because you are a praiser, because you are a rejoicer, he says, there is no good thing that I will withhold from you, not even your joy, my God. Not even your joy, says the Lord. He says, I will not withhold any good thing from you. I'm giving you beauty for ashes. I'm giving you joy for mourning. I'm giving you a spirit of praise for a spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, he said, your weeping may endure for a night. Your weeping may endure. Yes, you will cry because it's natural for us to cry over the loss of our loved ones. He said, you will cry, but God says, I'm giving you joy in the morning. Your weeping will endure for a night. He said, but joy is coming in the morning. And guess what? I hear you, Lord. God said, tell her that I'm catching every tear. He said, tell her that I'm catching every tear. Let her know that she's not alone. Let her know that she's not by herself. Let her know that I'm right there with her. I got my arms wrapped around her. and I'm catching every tear. So, Lord, we thank you for being with our sister. We thank you for catching every tear, God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord,
you for the cleansing, the purging that's taking place,
yes,
even
Lord,
during her times of weeping. We thank you for the joy
Lord,
that's coming in the morning. And, Lord,
thank
we just thank you and we praise you for your hand upon
thank
her
you.
Life. Continue to keep our sister, God. Continue to keep
thank
her,
God.
Strengthen her, God,
yes,
during
Lord.
This time. Lord, be
yes,
that
Lord,
lifter of
you.
Her head during this time, God. Walk with her
thank
through
you,
this
Lord.
Valley. Of the shadow
thank
of death. It's just a shadow because we know there's no victory. So, Lord, we just
thank
you
Lord.
We praise you for Sister Maria and her family. Bless her family. Keep her family, God. Let there be peace
yes,
in her family. Let there be
yes,
deliverance
Jesus.
In her family. Let there
yes,
be salvation
Lord.
In her family during this
yes,
time, God.
Lord.
We thank you that you're
thank
yet
you.
Getting the glory. God says, I'm yet getting the glory. Even in this,
thank
I'm getting
you.
The glory. Out of the middle
yes,
of this situation
yes.
because of who you
thank
are,
you.
Maria, because of your
thank
stance,
you,
because of who you are, God says, I'm
thank
getting
you,
the glory.
Lord.
I'm getting
I
the glory
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I receive
amen.
In Jesus
we love
name.
You.
Thank
we
you.
Love
we
you.
Love
God loves
thank
you.
You so much. God
and
bless
we love
you.
You. Amen.
God, God
bless
you.
God
bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise
God bless
God.
Both of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Amen. To God be the glory. I was reading something today. You know, they say Christians, it's a faulty teaching that we're not supposed to mourn. The Bible says we rejoice with those who rejoice, and we mourn with those who mourn. And when Jesus' friend Lazarus was in that tomb, even though Jesus knew he was going to raise Lazarus up,
Jesus
the Bible
wept.
Said that Jesus wept. So we scared. We can't be afraid of tears because it's a very real emotion that God allows us to express in the kingdom.
Amen.
And he catches every tear. The Bible says God catches every tear in the
and
Bible.
She said her son and her nephew are expecting
yes,
new life.
Yeah, new life.
She's rejoicing also.
And she is rejoicing.
And
that's amazing that we can rejoice in hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's not the end.
Yeah.
God, we still yet have hope.
Yes.
In the middle
the
of it all, we serve
amen.
A mighty God. What a mighty God
Father.
We serve. What
yes.
a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Keeps it
amen.
Yes.
We're gonna take another caller. Amen. I don't even know where we are, Pastor.
Yes.
Who have we taken? Who have we took this
he's
one. We took great. That one. We took that one.
Yeah, take that one.
We're going to take this one. Area code 908. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you guys. I just wanted to first thank Sister Maria for the song that she sang last week, stating that she's come too far from where she started from, because it really took me back to when I was a little girl and going to church with my granny. I used to hear her sing that. And I tell you, I've been singing that song all week. In the shower, in the car, just singing that song. It made my heart smile. So I just wanted to thank her for that song. I also wanted to say to anyone that may be new to this prayer line that I also was new to this prayer line about 5 months ago. And I remember walking in to this prayer line hopeless and just not knowing how to take control over prayer for myself at that time and believing in my prayer. I was weary. And I just want to say, if there's anybody on the line that's feeling like that, just have faith of a mustard seed and God will see you through. Nothing is ever going to be perfect, but I just want to thank God for showing me things that I have prayed for. I'm seeing them come to light, see a way out. I'm starting to really see that God is answering my prayers. And I just want to thank God for that. I thank God for the prayers and people who pray on this line. And I pray for everyone on this line that any challenges that we all may have, that God continues to see us through and give us the faith to believe that he will see us through. And with that being said, I just ask for prayer, however God may lead you.
Well, to God be the glory. And we thank God, amen, for those comments. Because as you said, we're all at different stages in our walk with God. Often we do have first-time callers, And we are family here, most people that come, but as you said, we're all standing in need of prayer. So thank you for sharing that testimony of seeing God answer your prayers and how God has kept you. So that's a powerful witness of the goodness of God. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we just heard about the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Continue to watch over your daughter. Continue to watch over, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everything pertaining to life and godliness. We thank you, Lord, even as she shared that you have heard her prayers. You have answered. You have made clear. You have, Father God, moved and demonstrated your love for her. So in the name of Jesus, continue to flow. Continue to let your oil pour. As Pastor preached on Sunday, you said, in that day I will pour out my spirit. My sons and daughters will dream and have visions. So God, give her visions. Give her dreams. Allow her, Lord, to walk in the authority that you have given her in this season in her life. Give her peace, God, and understanding in every area in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for her joy and her praise and her zeal for you in this walk, Father God, as you allow her to be the light. You said your word is a lamp unto her feet and will be a light to her pathway. So in the name of Jesus, we are the light of the world. And I thank you, God. You said don't put it under a bushel. Let the world know about the goodness of Jesus. And we thank God for Sister Cece's zeal and her passion for the things of God. You don't want us to be lukewarm. So, God, keep her on fire for your witness. Bless her daughters and her grandchildren. Meet every need. Give her the resources, God, that she needs to do what she needs to get done. In Jesus' name. So I thank you, God, that her future is bright, her ladder is greater, that her tomorrow will be better than her yesterday in the name of Jesus. So we bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up the devil. It is the devil that comes to steal, kill, destroy. And as she said, we all have the same enemy, but we thank God for prayer. We thank God for Jesus. And we thank God that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. So bless her family, and keep her. In Jesus' name, amen. So we thank God, amen. As you shared tonight, that was, we have a full prayer line, and I'm sure you blessed someone with that observation and that personal insight of, since you've been a part of this prayer line, you have seen the Lord move in your life and in your family's life. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much.
Well, praise God.
Amen. God
to God be the glory.
Amen.
God bless you.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
What a powerful testimony. Amen.
Amen.
God is a good God, Pastor.
Yes.
And I love when the people of God testify that he's no respecter of persons, and God continues to bless us. We have another 908 right now at this time. 908, God bless you tonight.
Good evening, everybody. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for showing me the way and blessing me, even when I don't have faith. And I'm asking for prayer tonight to strengthen my faith and to keep me on, and for God to keep me on the right path. And that's it.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Who are we speaking with?
Diamond.
God bless
God
you, Diamond,
you.
In the
God
name of Jesus.
You.
Let us lift that up before the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You already heard her heart, her desire. You said in Psalm 37, you will give her the desires of her heart. You said when she committed herself to you, God, she said in the name of Jesus, she trusts you, she believes in
yes,
you.
Lord.
Father God, we thank you that she fret not because of evildoers. Now we bind up every spirit, God, that's trying to oppose her in this season. I thank you, God, that you gave her a heart towards
yes,
you.
God.
I thank you that before she was in her mother's womb, you knew her,
yes,
you loved her,
yes,
you ordered her steps through your word,
yes,
you ordained all of her days, and no weapon against her will ever prosper. So, God, in the name of Jesus, she has a hunger and a desire for you. She has an appetite and a thirst for the things of God. Now we know, hallelujah, you said in your word, you're faithful to those who are faithful. So, God, build up her faith in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gift of God in her. She has many skills. She has many talents. She has many abilities. But God, hallelujah, we thank you for the inward, that you are doing an inward work, that you are doing for this mother, God, for this young lady, that she, Lord, in the name of Jesus, is leaning and trusting on the arms of God. So, Lord, I thank you that you would enlighten her understanding, that you would give her revelation and show her, God, for her life. Show her, God, that you have put purpose in her. Show her, God, that she can pursue her dreams and her aspirations, and she will achieve much and accomplish much in life. So I thank you, God, that you're binding up every demonic force, every hater, everyone that's trying to covet or be jealous of her prosperity, person sent by the devil and not of God.
Yes, God.
Reveal them, God. Expose them. So, God, I thank you that even as she had expressed that she need her faith to get stronger, give her discernment, give her clarity, God, in the name of Jesus, and let your angels watch over her as she grows spiritually, as she grows in enlightenment of you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word declares as you ask for greater faith, it's already done. And I just see it in the spirit realm. Even as you ask for greater faith, God said, boom. Some things we have to wait for, but that was instantaneous tonight.
My God.
Sometimes there's an immediate.
Yes.
And the enemy is going to try to mess with your mind and get you not to believe what I just told you. But you already have strong faith, and God's going to make it stronger. So as you read your Bible, as you read, and God is saying tonight, read Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11. Mark 11. That one chapter is going to help you in your faith walk. It's going to talk a little in the end about faith, but in the beginning, it's going to show you if you have a small faith, you can do great things.
Wow.
Hallelujah. So even as you looked at your faith as being small, God says you're going to do great things because he takes a little and he takes it and makes it a lot. Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. Amen. Mark 11, read it tonight, is going to bless you and your faith is going to be heightened.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, she has a beautiful spirit.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
We thank God for Diamond tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. This is our final caller, Pastor.
Yes, the last caller.
Amen. This is our last caller.
He's gone.
To God be is there. To God be the glory. Oh no. 270. God bless you, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God for y'all, Pastor. Praise God. Thank God for the love that is in y'all heart. The first fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:21-22. But I just thank God. I thank God for what he's doing with y'all. And I thank God for Sister Maria. I tell you, boy, thank God she just dwells in the midst of the storm. She dwells in the center of the storm, in the midst where she receives her peace. And I thank God for allowing her to sing prophetically, as I know she already knows the songs that God allows the Holy Spirit to sing through her. They're prophetic songs. She's really releasing things into people's future. And I thank God for Pastor Anthony. I thank God for Pastor Rebecca. I thank God, Pastor Anthony, that you just don't realize, brother, how God is using you mightily. When you was teaching out of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, about the Shunammite widow who had a little oil and a little flour or whatever. And it just made me think today. That's been a month or so ago when God allowed you to teach that. But God is allowing y'all to know. I know you released through me one time about y'all receiving mantles. And God is giving y'all mantles, not one, but several different mantles. And I know you realize he's giving you that apostolic mantle as well as your wife. And with the mantles that he's allowed me to see, those are miracles. Divine interventions from on high. Because y'all dwell in the midst of the storm also. Because God will speak. And when we're in the midst like the eagle in the eye of the storm, we're at peace with him. When we're on the edge, we're tossed to and fro. But continue to stay in the midst. Because God is pushing y'all into a new season, a new creation. God is giving y'all new authority. God is taking y'all to a new level. God is allowing y'all to have a new fire. And as y'all go up, y'all going to take people up with y'all. There's a new light at new creation. And people want to get to that light. And as he allowed that new fire to flame, it's going to be people that come that's going to be ignited because of the fire that God has put on new creation. And I thank God for allowing y'all to be faithful with small things. And these mantles, I see the miracles that's going to be an outbreak is because of y'all faithfulness. And as Pastor Rebecca said about mourning, think about when Jesus told the disciples, I must go away. They were grieving. And he said that their grief is going to turn to joy. Think about a woman that's about to have a baby. She's grieving and mourning while she has that baby. But once the baby is born into this world, she forget about all the grief in the mourning. She's rejoicing. And I want y'all to rejoice because God is pushing y'all into a new season. Everything is green. Even in the wintertime, even in the northeastern winters, it's green for y'all because God is pushing y'all into a new season. And as he allowed y'all to go into that new season, there's going to be people that are going to come to hold y'all arms up. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And God is sending laborers to work with y'all at New Creation Christian Ministry. And I thank God when I said that about you teaching about the oil, Pastor Anthony, God continues to pour into you and Pastor Rebecca because y'all are not like the Dead Sea, even though the Dead Sea was good because they got salt from it. Because y'all are open vessels, he continued to pour into you. And the reason why you're not like the Red Sea contained what was poured in, but y'all release what God pours in. And the reason why I said that about you teaching about the different vases, if she would have got more vases, that would have been more oil. And y'all being empty vessels, God continued to pour into y'all, and as he pour into y'all, you'll pour out into us. And I just thank God for choosing to use y'all in the manner that he does. And I thank God for each and every time that he gives me an opportunity to be used by the Spirit to encourage the both of you. And I thank God for humbling you, Pastor Rebecca, humbling you with humility, Pastor Anthony, because as he humbles y'all under his mighty hand, he's going to empower y'all in due season. Not saying anything negative about you, Pastor Anthony, but Pastor Rebecca, he has given you a boldness, and you too, Pastor Anthony, because the boldness that you have, you speak against the demonic of the evil one. And you, when you speak against him, you got to speak in a bold manner. Even though you're humble, you're still speaking to the demonics in a boldness. And I thank God for giving you that boldness, that courageousness of his Holy Spirit. And I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony, allowing you to be humbled in the manner that he has humbled you. You went through a sickness, and he said, through this sickness, I'm going to humble you, and through this sickness, I'm going to empower others because I am allowing the Holy Spirit to minister the words through this book, defeating cancer and every battle in life. And the book to come for us male folk. The book yet to come for us male folk. And I just thank you, Pastor Anthony, and I thank God for giving me seed, my wife and I, to sow into y'all ministry. And I've been slacking because he's gave me the seed, but I don't take the time to let her release it before I go on the road. And I told her, it ain't got to be on the weekend. We can do it through the week. I give you the number, and you just, you know, and it's not about me. And I know this line, this is not one of those, what do you call it, one of those carrot lines or whatever. No, I'm not sowing seed because y'all giving prophecies. I'm sowing seed because this is good soil.
Come on.
I'm sowing seed because this is enriched soil. I'm sowing seed because God is allowing the Holy Spirit to do a good work right there in Hillside. You said we prayed at 6 in the morning, God changes to 6 in the evening. It didn't matter the area of the time. You still seen the manifestation of the power of the prayers that you prayed. Because you believe. When we believe, we can have what the word say. And what is a prophecy? What is your perfect will? What is God's perfect will for your life? It is the rhema and the logos. And what you teach is the rhema and the logos. What you speak is the rhema. And that is the written word of God, the logos. That's what we're believing, and that is God's perfect will for our life. And that's what you're teaching, the unadulterated word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for allowing y'all to open y'all mouths, and he filled it. and y'all are empty vessels. And God has continued to pour into y'all, and y'all are like Jeremiah with that word shut up in your bones. And you got to release it. And you're just like, oh, man, you're just like the new wineskins. And you're receiving the new wine. You don't put new wine in old wineskins because you're coming at empty vessels, signifying that you're new wineskins. The old wineskins, if you pour the wine in, it'll burst from the seams. But you're coming as an empty vessel, so you are the new skins. So God is continuing to pour the new wine in. And I just thank God for allowing me to be a part of what God is doing with y'all. And I just come to allow the Holy Spirit to use me to encourage y'all. And I thank God y'all always give him his glory. Y'all give him the glory where glory is due. And I thank God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When the Word was made flesh, it was Jesus came into the flesh. And that same Word, when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, lived in us. And I thank God that that word flows out of y'all mouth like rivers of running water because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for pushing y'all into a new season. And I know y'all got to continue to stay in the midst of that storm because it's going to be things that happen, but continue to enter into his peace and rest like you are. And I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to let the Holy Spirit encourage both of you. And I love y'all, and I thank God for what he's doing.
Well, to God be the glory, Pastor, Prophet.
Yes.
You spoke.
Yes.
You spoke with authority. You spoke with specific clarity.
Yes.
You spoke with accuracy.
Yes.
And hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight. My wife and I are sitting here almost stunned.
Yes.
How does he know what's going on in New Jersey? Because he's a man of God. How does he understand the environment that new creation is operating in? He's a man of God. How did he tap into glory? Hallelujah. Because he is seated in heavenly places. So I thank God as God revealed Rhema in Revelation about encouraging his under shepherds through the prophet on tonight.
Yes.
And then, oh my God, man of God, you spoke.
Glory.
You spoke tonight. And we thank God as God is, he's sending workers, he's sending seed, he's sending laborers. Like you said, it is the best of times and sometimes the worst of times. And that's what ministry is all about. We're in the eye of the storm, but we thank God for victory. We thank God that we're not exempt from trouble. But glory be to God. He always causes us to triumph in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are more than conquerors, even when it's going wrong. We're more than conquerors, even when we're betrayed. We're more than conquerors, even when we fail. We're more than conquerors, even glory be to God, when we miss God. So we thank you, man of God, for sharing and sowing and praying for us.
Glory, hallelujah.
Because God is doing something wonderful and new in our local ministry. The people of God have a mind to work. The people of God are waiting on their shepherd. The people of God that he is sending is holding up our arms, and they have our heart and our spirit. And we know it ain't nobody but God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
So I thank God that you affirmed and you confirmed tonight so many things.
Stay in the middle of the storm.
He confirmed, Pastor, and he affirmed so many things.
So many things. Yes.
And Pastor and I, we just receive it.
We do.
It's always hard to follow you. It's fire. And I know how to stay on the receiving end.
Yes.
And I receive it by faith.
Amen.
Because you spoke the oracles of God tonight. And we thank God for you. Now, God, continue to bless Cloud Nine Church.
Yes.
Bless his marriage, Pastor Gail, Pastor Jamal. Send God, in the name of Jesus, those that would make that ministry, that local church. Those, God, in the knee. You know what they stand for. You know why you called them. You know why you raised them up.
Yes.
And there are people in that area. There are people, Father God, in that geographical area, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as pastors, bind up. And I see you and your wife fighting in the spirit, binding up territorial demons. binding up principalities trying to govern that area, thinking they had it locked down. I see you and your wife binding and demons releasing. I see you and your wife binding and demons releasing. I see you and your wife binding and the devil got to release.
Amen.
So families
amen,
are coming
amen.
To the doors
Hallelujah.
Of that church. People who were in bondage. People who were, oh, the devil thought he had them. I see addicts coming. I see prominent people. You don't know they're prominent, but they're coming. Because they've been looking for something in the area that they can be a part of that is God.
Yes, looking for God. Yes.
And they're going to find it with you and your wife.
Yes.
Because they're looking not on the outward surface stuff, but they're looking at the heart. Because God judges the heart. So, man of God, I know you're going to keep your spirit right. You and your wife, I know you're on assignment for the things of God. And no weapon against cloud nine ministry will prosper.
Yes.
No weapon against your marriage
yes.
will prevail.
Yes.
No marriage against your children and your offspring will prevail. So, God, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you are the
thank
source.
Lord.
And I see
thank
God
you,
releasing resources.
God.
I see
Amen.
God is your source. But I see God releasing resources because ministry,
thank you, Jesus. Thank
I
you,
see
Jesus.
God releasing resources. So God, use them mightily.
Use them, God.
When you speak, yeah. when you prophesy, when you preach, you're going to see the manifestation of the miracle. You're going to see a
Amen.
Demonstration of his power.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor, what did you just
Hallelujah.
Say?
Thank you,
Yeshua.
Saved.
Pastor says souls will be saved.
To the uttermost.
Jesus.
Not just
yes,
churches, you.
Thank you,
my
Lord.
God. My
Lord.
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Lives
thank
change.
You,
there you go.
My God. The
thank
captive
you,
set free.
Yes, yes.
My God.
Yes,
in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go
thank
forward.
Lord.
You and Pastor Gail go forward by faith with power.
My God.
And we thank God for you. I'm glad we're on the same team.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Prophet, what is the address of your church? Sister Maria was asking about the address of your church. I don't know if you wanted to send that out to her, or if you guys wanted to, if you wanted to let us know on the airwaves how someone
yeah,
can attend
email
your
it to
church.
You. Isn't Yes, it's
yes.
in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I get her to email you the address, but it's in Elizabethtown,
okay,
Kentucky.
Thank
feel
you.
Free to come because I
thank
just thank
you.
God for like-minded people. I thank God for like-minded people, and I just thank
Amen.
God for using y'all in the manner that he does, for using Sister Maria, for using Sister Carmen, for using Michelle, the first young lady that came on the line when she gave that testimony. I just thank God for using every one of us, and we are kindred. We are like-minded
Amen.
Because God has connected us together for kingdom work. And I just thank God. None
Amen.
Of us can't get weary and well-doing. If I get wounded in this war, I got my brothers and sisters that's connected to me to help fight for me to get me back
Hold
up
on.
To standards so I can continue to fight. So it's not that we're here to tear down. We're here to edify. We're here
Amen.
To edify,
Hallelujah.
And as we edify one another, we glorify God.
Jesus.
As we edify one another, we glorify God. And what did Jesus tell his
Jesus.
Disciples? I must go now because the prince of the air is coming, and the prince of the air must come so the Son of God can be glorified. And what did he do in Matthew 4? We consider Jesus as the second Adam. He defeated the first Adam in the garden, but the Holy Spirit led Jesus to be tempted by Satan after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting and praying to reveal to him, you got the first Adam, but this one you won't get. You won't defeat
Come
this
on
one.
Now, sir.
You ain't going to defeat this one. So he told the disciples, Satan must come so the Son of Man, I mean the Son of God, the Son of Man can be glorified. So Satan had to come for Jesus to be glorified.
Woo!
And Jesus glorified his Father in the process. What did he do? When Satan said, if you are the
come
Son
on.
Of God, turn Woo! These stones into bread. Jesus said, it is written. And how you know Jesus had fasted, the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. Try him and see. And that's why I say we got to stay in the midst of the whirlwind, in the midst of the storm. What did Elijah do when Elijah asked them for a double portion? God allowed them to be blessed with that anointing when Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind. God knows how to speak to us in the midst of a storm.
My God.
That's just
step
two. Elisha received that double portion when Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind. God still spoke to him.
Amen.
Like I said, I will get my wife the email address to you. And it's in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, which is like south of Louisville, 2 hours from Nashville. But we have a Holy Ghost feel good time. Like you said, every day is the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
We do communion. It's the breaking of the body and the taking of the blood. We think in regards to what Jesus did on the cross. Every bread we take is communion. Every day, every time I eat is communion. Just like you said, every day is Pentecost.
Oh, I love that. Every
I'm not going to prolong the time, but think about it. A lot of people want Jesus to be the savior of their marriage and the savior of their finances. God don't want weekend visits. He wants full-time custody. He don't just want to be in a box. Lord in the Hebrew means master. He wants to be the master of every arena of your life, not just your marriage, not just your finances, not just your job. He wants to be Lord, mastering to you. He wants to make the decision for you. I don't care how small or how big. He wants first place.
Come on and teach us, sir. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
he
Jesus.
Wants first place. That's right.
He wants weekend visits. He wants full-time custody.
Woo.
Meaning every day is
Come
church
on.
Because the church is in us.
Jesus.
Every day is a Kairos time. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to rejoice and dance like David danced. I can have heaven right here in earth because it's a Kairos time, meaning a right now time. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to be healed, just like Pastor Anthony was healed of cancer right here in the earth. It's a Kairos time. It's a right now time. I ain't got to wait till I get to the other side to rejoice and praise when I get to heaven. I can have heaven right here on earth.
Praise
God.
Praise
God.
Praise God.
Glory.
Praise God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Jesus.
Love you, sir. God.
My God, my God. My God, my God. Well, look, we love you. We thank you. I'm trying to make sure. I don't want to go to the fire. The fire is still burning. I'm trying to, like, okay, God. Woo, so I got to tread lightly. The fire burning like that. Our God
well,
is a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire.
You have a new fire. He'll stop and serve that has a new fire. A new flame ablaze. And you know when that fire
yes,
is lit,
Lord.
And you see the blue embers of the flame, that is a new fire. That's what you have.
A new fire.
You preach that, son.
You preach it, sir. You done preached us happy tonight.
Amen.
You done preached us happy tonight. We thank God for you.
Love you, Pastor.
We are so blessed every time you come on the line. We thank God for you, and we do receive it. We know God has given us new mantles. We try to, you know, Pastor and I, we try to stay humble with it, but we do not shrug off what God has thrown on us.
Right.
You know, what God has
Amen.
Put on us, we do not shrug it off. We do know that God has given, like Joseph in his coat of many colors, we know that God has given us the mantle of the apostle. We acknowledge that publicly. You know, we acknowledge that publicly, but you know, we know you don't take a title to operate in the function. So, but
Amen.
We do it. We do not reject the title either. Amen. Amen. We don't reject it because we think it up. We give God the glory, and we think it is. We consider it to be a high privilege that God is blessing us in the middle of our storm. In the middle of the storm, that is Oh my God, we're not going to get you started.
Yeah.
But we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for
Amen.
You and
Praise
your
God.
Wife.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And Cloud Nine International Ministries. We thank God
thank
for you guys. And we're going to get down there. We're going to get down to Kentucky also. So we're looking forward to taking that trip as well. So we thank God. So we will talk to you soon, and God bless you, sir. Make sure you get that address over to us, okay?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We love y'all, and we thank y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Woo! My God. My God. I tell you.
He said we're not going to have shared custody.
Shared custody. Full-time custody.
God wants full custody.
Full custody. Not just on the weekend. He's not an ice cream daddy.
Amen.
Amen. Our God is not an ice cream daddy. Amen. God, he is a father. A full-time father. We thank God for him. I thank God for everybody on this line. Father God, we praise you. We thank you for those who did not get a chance to call in for prayer. We pray for each and every individual on this line, God. We thank you for your word that was released over this prayer line. We thank you for new fire, not just fresh fire, but new fire, blue fire, burning hot, oh God, in the hearts and lives of each and every individual on this call. God, we thank you for the faithfulness of those of New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Thank you for those that you have sent to us, God. Continue to bless them and keep them. Continue to heal them, God. Continue, Father God, to, Father God, just give them, Father God, rhema vision, oh God, and ears to hear, oh God, everything that you will continue to speak. Through the mouths of Pastor Andy and myself and those that come alongside us, oh God. So, Lord, we love you. We bless your name, God. We thank you for increase. We thank you for provision. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, peace and sweet slumber. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in the lives of your people, and we seal it upon each and every life. In Jesus' mighty name, touch Sister Rita, Sister Carmen, Tracy and Tanisha, Hakita, touch Yvette, and touch, Father God, Mother May Thomas, oh God, touch those, Father God, who are here every week, oh God, but yet don't come on this line, God, bless them and keep them, Father God, prosper them, and Father God, heal them, and continue to edify and equip them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. So God bless you all. Meet us tomorrow. WWW Women's Word Wednesday will be in the sanctuary. We'll be here on the line. We will be on Facebook Live. Amen. We are getting this word out by any means necessary. So join us in the sanctuary. Those in New Jersey, press out, press out. Press your way out to the sanctuary. Tomorrow at 7:30, I will be teaching. I only get to teach once a month. Pastor only lets me teach once a month. So you guys come on out. I'm joking. It's a joke. I can teach anytime I get ready to, but we know that God speaks mightily through Pastor Emily, and we thank God for the teaching mantle that's on his life. But come out and meet us on tomorrow, Women's Word Wednesday, WWW, at 7:30, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Please do sow a seed. Please do. This is good ground. We thank you all for sowing. We thank God for every seed sown locally and globally. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, bless the seed as it's sown. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Open doors for opportunity, open doors for jobs, open doors for housing, open doors. Hold back the hand of the devourer. And, Lord, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to go down from this place. Go in peace, but never from his presence. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen.
Come on, we worshiping all night tonight. So I hope you're comfortable. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
Come on, say that with us.
You make me happy.
Come on, say you make me whole.
You make
That's
me
it.
Whole.
Say you take the pain away.
You take the
think of God.